Blog Talk Radio.
Darylin, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Lift those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Everything that God says I am. This is how it goes. Destiny. I am healed. I'm delivered. In the blood of the Lamb. I'm forgiven. I am yours. Whatever's going on in your life, this song is for you. Help me sing it.
I am what I believe.
Down in my heart.
Down in my heart.
And the words.
And the words
that I speak from my mouth.
Speak from my mouth.
Shake my destiny.
Shake my destiny.
Come on, everybody. Let's say it together. My destiny. Come on, everybody say it. I am healed. I'm delivered. I've been washed.
Somebody give God the praise. Somebody give God the praise. Somebody give God the praise. We are celebrating 101 years of service, amen, to the community,
amen.
And praises unto God. It is a blessing to be here on this Sunday evening, amen. I miss Sunday evenings, amen, but we give God the glory and the honor that he so rightfully deserves. Amen. This is Fuse Memorial's anniversary service of 101 years. Amen. And welcome to the Jubilee Affair. This is Pastor D. Amen. It is a blessing to be here. Amen. We're going to get started with this service. Amen. Brother Tony, as always, sir, would you please bless us with a song?
God bless. We've come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. Don't be discouraged with trouble in your life. He'll bear your burdens and move all misery and strife. That's why we come this far. Far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. We shall now have our invocation by Minister Tremaine Townsend, followed by our scripture by Minister Lisa Green.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Dear gracious and eternal God, our Father, we just come to you, Father God, just to say thank you. We thank you, God, you did it yet once again, and that is to bring us together one more time to celebrate, Father, our 101 church anniversary. We couldn't have done it without you, Father, and we just say thank you. We thank you, God, for carrying us throughout our day, Father, as we have been celebrating from this morning all the way until now. And we just continue to carry your Holy Spirit throughout this service. We invite you in, Father, as you've been with us thus far. We thank you, Father God, for the speaker of the hour. We ask you, God, that you would bless him, bless his heart, bless the words that will come from his mouth that will rest in our hearts, something that will inspire us, Father, that will continue to carry on into the year to celebrate again, Father. And we just thank you for our pastor. We thank you for his life and for his vision that he has for the church. And we just thank you. We thank you for each and every member. We thank you for each and every listener and for this network for allowing us to celebrate today. And we just give you all the glory and all the honor and the praise because you deserve it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Good evening. The word of God is from
Book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. The word of God for his people. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We will now have congratulatory remarks from Sister Rachel Fuse of our Usher Board.
Today, we are celebrating the 101st church anniversary here at Fuse Memorial CME Church. We are privileged and proud to be doorkeepers for Christ. In Psalms 10, for a day in the courts is better than 1,000. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. And that was 84:10. We thank God for the love and guidance of our pastor and first lady, Reverend Dante, and Minister Tremaine Townsend and his mom, Sister Betty Townsend. God bless Usher Boards 1 and 2. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We shall now have the Board of Christian Education, Sister Patty Campbell, followed by our stewards, Brother Robert Johnson.
Sunday school.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sunday school. I'm sorry. Did you say Sunday school or the Board of Christian?
You're welcome to all. We give honor and glory to our Almighty God. On behalf of the Fuse Memorial Christian Methodist Episcopal Church's Sunday School, we thank God for being on this journey with each generation for 101 years. God has promised not to leave us alone nor forsake us. Be encouraged, Fuse. The Sunday School congratulates each present and past pastor and members. May the faith and the love of God remain forever and forever. Brenda Johnson, Superintendent, Leon Plump, Vice President, Sunday School Teachers, Rachel Fuse Barker, Joyce Campbell, Patty Campbell, Ursula Gray, Lisa Green, Gloria Hudson, and Leon Plump. Our assistants, Kim Person and Rosalind Thomas, and Sunday School members, we love you with the love of God, who is our Lord and Savior. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless. We shall now have the Board of Christian Education, Sister Patty Campbell.
To God be the glory. And as we remember today, more important than anything on this 101st day, that God says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. Without me, ye can do nothing. Fuse and Roy, on this 101st anniversary day, truly, we have lived up to that because we are the branches. And to our pastor, Reverend Dante Townsend, and his First Lady, Miss Sister Tremaine, who are more than just shepherds, who are truly fertilizers of this garden at Fuse. We, the entire Board of Christian Education, we salute every member, every pew person who is sat there. We the educated to only we could, to never forget that the education of the church is to go out and let us become the disciples. And again, Fuse Memorial, as you have become a shepherd and a ship of disciples, we salute you and wish you much love.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We shall not have spokesman from the stewards, Brother Robert Johnson.
Greetings from the Stewart Board. Happy 101st anniversary. This is Bobby Johnson. It's been a pleasure. It's a sincere pleasure to serve the Lord while serving our church. And with the Lord's grace, we're going to continue to serve him and this congregation for many more, years. Amen. Thank you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you. Bless you. Amen. We shall now have a solo for Minister Tremaine Townsend.
Amen. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, he's worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Glory, glory in all things. Give him glory. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. God is our rock, hope of salvation, a strong deliverer. In him will I always trust. Glory, glory in all things. Give him glory. Jesus, blessed Savior. Oh, he's worthy to be praised. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Tremaine Townsend. Amen. We shall now have remarks from a spokesman from the missionaries. Amen. Followed by the history of Fuse Memorial. The spokesman for the missionaries is Sister Annie Crump. Ms. Crump, you now have the floor.
Thank you. Good evening. As he said, my name is Annie Plump, and I'm the vice president of the Missionary Society. My president is Gail Blakely. She's an awesome president. We're so thankful that we're here to celebrate 101 years. We stand on the shoulders of those the people that have brought this church up this far, and we're so thankful and grateful that God has seen fit for us to be here for 101 years. We're so thankful that God has sent the ministers to our church to help us build and love each other. We're especially thankful for Reverend Townsend and his family for coming to Fuse and helping us to continue to serve the Lord and be grateful for what he has done for 101 years. Thanks to everyone and all the organizations that have worked so hard. And we love you. We praise your holy name, O God. And we're so thankful that we are here for 101 years. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God for you. Thank you. Amen. We shall now have the history of Fuse by Brother Robert Johnson.
Greetings again. This history is so personal to me because it's my history. I'd like to mention my cousin Annie Beth, Rachel Fuse and her daughter Gloria Hudson, and Arnold Kemp, my devoted Fuse family members. There's so few of us left. However, with the Lord's will, we'll keep marching on. We just lost our matriarch, Lisa Moak, who I can feel right now is watching over us at this very moment. In 1919, Reverend L.K. Fuse and his wife, Nora, established the organization of the Alpha and Omega CME Church on his porch at 436 Lenora Street in River Rouge. Reverend William Crane, pastor of South St. James CME Church, was asked to complete the organizational process. Since Reverend Crane was unavailable to be present, he sent Reverend N.C. Hall. There were 20 members on the church registry, consisting of the Fuse, the Silver, and the Mason families. A new church building was erected on Elliott Street and completed in 1920. Reverend Fuse became ill and could not attend the annual conference, so Reverend Hall submitted the name of the church to the conference. Although Reverend Fuse had a vision for his ministry, it was not his to witness fruition. In 1921, just 2 years after he launched his dream, the Lord called him from labor to reward. Reverend T. Booker was assigned to pastor the congregation, followed by Reverend S. W. Young in 1921. The annual conference honored the memory of Reverend Fuse in 1921 by changing the name of the church to Fuse Memorial Christian Methodist Episcopal Church. The following pastors then were assigned to lead Fuse Memorial: Reverend John D. Crisp in 1922, Reverend R. F. Fullwood in 1927. Also in 1927, in the fall of that year, fire destroyed our building that year. And in the basement at 481 Palmerston, we erected a church there. Reverend J. A. Foster, 1928 to 29. Reverend J. I. Ellison, 1929 to 30. Reverend H. L. Lee, 1930 to 31. Reverend J.C. Cochran, 1931-32. Reverend W.T. Whitson, 1932-35. Reverend A.L. Turner, 1935-37. But in the summer of 1937, he decided to leave as pastor, and Reverend Mrs. Precious Irwin completed the pastorate until the next session of the annual conference. Reverend A.H. Phelps, 1937 to 38, Reverend G. W. Thomas, 1938 to 39, Reverend William Crane, 1939 to 1941, and Reverend F. L. Gibson, 1941 to 45. Reverend David E. Fullwood, 1945 to 1957, served as our pastor. Satan tried to block our journey once again with a fire the first Sunday in November 1951. But a new structure was completed within 1 year, An organ was purchased in 1956, and a newer parsonage was acquired at 485 Palmerston Street. Additionally, office equipment and a typewriter was purchased. Reverend J.W. Bonner, 1957-61. Reverend P. Clifford Campbell, Sr., 1961-69. And in 1969, blueprints for a new church were drawn up. Groundbreaking services were held. Reverend Joseph Bolknight served from 1969-70. Reverend James W. Jenkins, 1970-73. With the church grand opening and dedication services were held on November 21st, 1971. Then Reverend W. H. Crenshaw, 1973-1981, under his leadership, a parsonage at 437 Palmerston Street in River Rouge was purchased. Also, Reverend Crenshaw married me and my wife in 1976. Reverend Joe Lewis Farrar, 1981-87. Under his leadership, the mortgages of the church and the parsonage were paid off. Reverend W.H. Haynes, 1987-1993. Reverend Lonnie Flowers, 1993-95, and Reverend Eugene Woodson, 1995-2003. Reverend Janice D. Blackman was assigned as pastor in 2004. She was the first ordained female pastor assigned to Fuse Memorial. Reverend Dr. Janice Blackman was a charismatic leader until 2008. Reverend Dr. Stevie D. McKinney was then assigned as Pastor Fuse, offering a motivational and spirit-filled leadership. Reverend Prince Williams was assigned to Fuse Memorial to assist Reverend Kent McKinney in the work in strengthening the church growth. In 2010, Reverend A. Richard Dawes was assigned as leader of our membership at Fuse here. Reverend Dawson and his wife and his children, Lauren and Alfred, became a staple in our church and the community. In 2018, the annual conference appointed Reverend Dr. Barbara Delaney to Fuse. Although she was only with us for 1 year, she served with great passion and distinction. In August of 2019, we were blessed with our current leader, Reverend Dante Townsend, and his wife, Minister Tremaine Townsend, and his mother. Reverend Townsend has brought exceptional spirit and leadership to our congregation at this most difficult time in our nation. He has carried on the mission of Fuse as the church with a vision, a purpose, where Jesus Christ is the center of its attention. Thank you. Amen.
Bless you. Thank you for your wonderful words. Amen. The Lord is good. Amen. We shall now have the introduction of the speaker by Minister Kyle Garrett, who is our social media minister. Amen. Minister Kyle Garrett, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Pastor. I am honored to be given this opportunity to introduce the speaker of the hour for this glorious occasion of 101 years of service for Fuse Memorial. Born into a family of 9 children in New York, Miguel A. Nunez moved with his family to North Carolina, where he grew up and completed his high school studies. Following high school, he moved to Los Angeles with dreams of becoming an actor. His experience in Los Angeles wasn't as good as he had hoped. For the first 5 years, he couldn't land one acting gig for television or film and was forced to make money some other ways. But by the early 80s, he started getting roles in the acting industry, landing guest roles in series like Auto Man, The Twilight Zone, Amen, as well as supporting roles in films like Friday the 13th, A New Beginning in 1985, and The Return of the Living Dead also in 1985. Film work began to pick up within the late 80s, although Nunez continued to play character roles like The Man with the Broken Nose in Harlem Nights in 1989. By the mid-90s, however, he started to play supporting cast characters such as DJ in Street Fighter and Bugs and Hard Bites, both in 1994. Nunez finally landed in time in the spotlight in the late 90s, starring with a co-starring role on the television series The Faculty, playing Lewis Jackson in a major role in the feature film For Richer or Poorer in 1997. He also did memorable turns in Why Do Fools Fall in Love in 1998 and Life in 1999, playing the role of Biscuit. In 2002, Nunez was cast in the lead role for the basketball comedy known as Juana Man. And one of my favorite roles that he played was also in the year 2002 as the voodoo maestro in the first live-action film adaptation of Scooby-Doo. Meanwhile, still living in Los Angeles, Nunez continues to help the homeless at the Union Rescue Mission Center through his Sparks of Hope program. In the year of 1994, he married Miss Yolanda Simon, and they have two beautiful daughters, Nicole and Mia. As he continues to serve his community and within his career, I know without a shadow of a doubt that God will continue to take him higher and elevate him higher and higher as he continues forward. And after the next selection of Brother Tony Spencer, the next speaking voice that you will hear will be that of Brother Miguel A. Nunez Jr., actor and comedian.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but holy on Jesus' name. On Christ the Father, let rock I stand. All the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. On Christ the Star, let rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Oh, on Christ the Star, rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. God bless.
Amen. Brother Miguel Nunez, the floor is yours, sir.
I'm sorry, guys. I have to leave right now. I'm just kidding. Listen. God bless everybody on the phone right now.
Amen.
And listen, thank you for the introduction. It was a little fluffy here, but let me explain something to you. He said that when he went to California, he was living in the street. The story is far deeper, far more God-inspired than that. When I ran away from home, I decided I wanted to become an actor. I ran away from home. I made 3 bologna sandwiches, and I got on a bus. I had never been to a city. All I knew is that I was going to become a movie star. That's all I did. And that's all I did. And the only person I had with me was God. And I'm going to tell you something. I was a PK. I was raising a family. My grandfather was a pastor. We actually owned the church. And so I was raised every Sunday in the church. I knew the Bible. So that was all I had. And the closest relationship I ever had with him actually was when I was downtown. Because when I first got to California, I ended up downtown L.A. on Skid Row. And he said he had to do other things. My other things was selling my blood to eat. I sold my blood plasma downtown to eat. I used to go to the Hyatt Regency Wishing Well and take money out of the wishing well and go buy food. And then I ended up moving to the Union Rescue Mission and living in the streets first, sleeping behind the bus station. All of these things, but I kept my eyes on the prize. But that's neither here nor there. What I want to talk to you about, can somebody read me the scripture of the day one more time? And I want everybody to really listen to it one more time really closely.
Amen. It is Ephesians 4, chapters 14 through 16. Amen. It says that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knitted together by whatever joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causing the growth of the body and edifying of love edifying of itself in love.
Exactly, and that has never, to me, that has never been more appropriate than the times that we're living in right now, because every single body is being tossed to this way and tossed that way by the winds of doctrine that has been generated by the internet. The internet and social media has caused a whirlwind of doubt. It has caused a whirlwind of deceit, and it has been able to get inside the minds of so many people. So many people I know right now, I mean, people who grew up in the church, I don't believe in this no more. I'm like, where is this coming from? It's exactly what that verse stands for. Everybody's being thrown to and fro by everything that they're hearing. And I hear people saying to me right now, listen to me, if there's a God, if there's a God, why is he letting all of this stuff happen to us? Why is he letting this happen to us right now, if there's a God? Okay, well, first of all, God has nothing to do with what happens here on earth. And I can prove it to you. When God stepped out with Adam and Eve, he said, I give thee dominion over earth. I give thee dominion over the fowls in the sea, the fish in the sea, the birds in the air. Thee. He gave man dominion over earth. He's not some superficial God. Is, oh, okay, y'all got a problem. Hold on. Oh, step back. Let me go down there and fix it. Shazam. Boom. Okay, go ahead. He can't break his own rules. Now, if you do want him to come down here and do something down here where he's already set the rules, then you have to pray. That's how you get him to come down here and do something. God ain't responsible for the mess that we are creating, and everybody wants to find and blame God for the mess that we are creating. And we are being just like that thing. We're being tossed to and fro every day about what you're hearing on the internet and what that person heard on the internet. And just like a kid, if you tell one thing in a classroom, and by the time in the ear, by the time it gets to the other room, it's going to be something entirely different. That's exactly what's happening. And that's the devil's playground, the deceit. But and what's more prevalent to this fact is that he also said, out of all of the things to get, the principal thing is love. And because we're being so thrown to and fro and against each other, Republican, Democrat, socialist, this and that, they're keeping us bombarded with everything. And what is lost in all of that is love, the main principal thing he asked us to get. In all things, the principal thing is love. So now we're being tossed to and fro by all of this madness, this stuff that we're hearing, the fake news. Now we have, in 2020, we have something now called alternative truth. We have alternative truth. We call it fake news. All of this stuff so creating so much doubt that people have nothing to hold on to that's concrete. So that's why it is incumbent upon all Christians, everybody who believes, to start to come together and to know that what enemy you're fighting. We can't go out and fight each and every little aspect of the wind. He said this, now you go fight that part. And he said this, you go and fight that part. That's not, we don't have enough soldiers to go and attack everything. But what we can do is come together to preach and get everybody to go back to the thing of respect and love. Because if you love somebody, you'll listen to them. If you love somebody, you won't hate them. If you love somebody, you'll try to understand their point of view and you'll try to see where they're coming from. That's why love is the principal thing. If we're going to do anything to try to help and try to help this situation right now, because we are, whether you believe it or not, living in the last days. Because if God don't come back and take care of us, he's going to have to go back and apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Because what we have going on here is far worse than what was going on there. And not only that, it's being made into laws and rules. So only thing we can do to combat that, we have to have a unified force, just like the verse said, and going out to spread love. Because you try to attack each thing, you're going to end up in a fight. You try to attack this part of what somebody said, it's going to end up in a fight. But if I can teach you, if we can show people how to love somebody and try to truly love, because love breaks down every single barrier. I was just in Dallas, and they were telling me, it's really Trump country. So then I go to Dallas, I'm sitting in a restaurant, and this couple, which I look over them, and I'm thinking in my mind, because I got the winds of that tossed me and was blew past me at that particular moment. I thought that looked like the most racist person on earth, because I've been got the wind that flowing to me that I'm in Trump country and da 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 da. And as they walk past me and I'm eating, the lady said, "You know what? I hope you have the most amazingly blessed night." And I looked at it and I was so wrong. And I see how it affects. It starts to permeate. But love and how it makes you feel, if you don't believe me, go out to for the next week. I want you to do it forever, but just try it for the next day or two. Everybody hear me. Just smile. When you smile, it'll change everything about how you respond to somebody. It'll change. And smiles will give you that interest to somebody. You look very happy. It'll make them listen to you. And if you just share love instead of preaching love, if we share and become an example of what other people should be doing and singing, and then it'll spread more, and people latch on to that.
Hallelujah. Oh,
sorry. I don't know if you were trying to stop me.
No, sir. We were just saying hallelujah. Amen. Preach on, brother.
Okay.
Preach on. Amen.
No. That's where I was going with it, because listen to me. The thing that is missing right now, because everybody is fighting. Now, I mean, you can say they're disagreeing with each other, but you look at what's happening. It's turning into vitriol and animosity and hate. And the only way something can go to hate is when there's no love in it. Because when you love somebody and you know you can't hate them. It's like light and dark. You can't love somebody and hate them. I mean, yeah, unless it's a girlfriend. But in true emotions, if we start to as a unifying Christian force for the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Jesus, it's up to us and incumbent upon us to pull together in a unified front. Now, any military, if you go out and spread your army, and you go this way and you go that way, and everybody spread it out, you will not win. Our military has to be precision. It has to be unified, and that's why the church has to come together, just like that verse said. And now, I mean, I could have said this two or three, maybe 10 years ago, we have to come together and start spreading togetherness. We have to start spreading peace between nations. We have to start, but today we need to spread love, because right now it has never been this bad. It is bad. It is bad, and that's because all the love is taken out, and everything else is still in it. Everything else is still in it. And if we can come together to try to figure out how do we do that, how do we spread love, how do we do that in a joint effort, and that's why I believe that the meaning of that entire verse was. That's why I think that the entire meaning of our mission should be, because, like I said, I am. Call me whatever you want, a lunatic. I do believe we are living in the last days, because I think it's going to get far worse, and I think people are turning away from spirituality and Christian belief, because they've been bombarded with winds of internet interference coming into your mind, and everybody, and they're looking at the church as it's just a spiritual place, a church, a spiritual place. Yeah, your spiritual place getting money. I want to go here, and I want to go to there, and no one's trusting, and no one's, so they tax the church. You take out the love. You just take out the love, and then you can control them. So to me, that's the meaning of the verse. That should be our mission, and that's my word.
Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
My
what a,
amen.
What a wonderful word. Amen.
Call.
God bless you, sir. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Minister Roslyn, amen. Will you open up the doors of the church? Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the anointing word from Miguel Nunez. United in love. Come together. Go back to the day of respect and love to help the situation. Unify. Come together.
Yes.
Show love.
Yes.
Pull together.
Yes.
The doors of the
Amen.
Church are open. And if there's anyone who would like to accept Christ as your personal Savior, then come and give the pastor your hand and Christ your heart. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This was a true blessing. It was a true blessing, Brother McGuire. Thank you for blessing us. Amen. That just really opened up some doors. Amen. Amen. We shall now have our doxology. Amen.
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 Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise the blessed and holy.
Praise God, praise God. Before we close, amen, I just want to say that this has been just a true blessing, amen, from this morning, amen, with our presiding elder, amen, to this evening with Brother Miguel Nunez, amen. He had to run, amen. He had another obligation, amen, but we give God the glory for the time that he spent with us, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for him. We thank God for his presence. Amen. And we thank God for HubNet Online Network. Amen. Because without HubNet,
amen.
Amen, none of this would have been possible. Amen. So we give honor and glory to Sister Michelle, who is the owner and the leader of this network. We give honor and praise to Brother Hakim, who is the lifeline and producer of all the shows on this network. Amen. We just thank you, Brother Hakim. We continue to lift you and your family up in our prayers, amen, and we pray that God will continue to show you true grace and true mercy.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And before I close, amen, I just want to tell any pastor that's out there that's listening, any minister that's out there that's listening, and the lay folk, I don't care if you are the bishop, if you are a presiding elder, do not give up. All your dreams will come true. Everything that you desire in this world will come your way so long as you hold on to the gift of love. Love your flock. Love the people. It may get hard, but love anyhow. And watch what God will do in your ministries, in your life, even in your personal life. Watch what God will do when you open up the door of love.
Hallelujah.
That's my prayer for you from the bishop all the way down to the lay folk, to every officer. That's my prayer for you. For the rest of this year, be joined and united together in love.
Hallelujah.
That's our theme for this year. Make it yours.
I can
make it a personal theme. Amen. Now for the benediction. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may his love and his mercy, but most of all his victory, rest, rule, and abide in your hearts forever. And the church together, Fuse Memorial together, celebrating 101 years together, say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God bless you all. I pray God's blessing upon you. We are signing off. Good night.
Good night.
Lift those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. I am everything that God says I am. This is how it goes.
Down in my heart.
And the words.
And
shape my destiny. Come on, everybody, let's say it together. My destiny. Come on, everybody say it. I am healed. I'm delivered. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm loved and I'm forgiven. I am yours. Say, I am yours. Because I'm healed. I am. Yes, I am. More than a conqueror.